Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
There we go. We're all now in order and everything. Boxing legend Kelly Harrington is hoping to become the first Irish fighter to successfully defend an Olympic crown in Paris this July and August. No Irish athlete, this is how significant this is, no Irish athlete has managed to defend an Olympic gold medal in any sport since 1932, I think it was a hammer throw, something like that, Dr. Pat O'Callaghan, which kind of highlights the near impossibility of the task, or is it? She is our guest this morning, Kelly Harrington. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
I hope I didn't intimidate you with that sort of introduction of...
I'm sweating. No, I am here.
Oh yeah, yeah, she's intimidated as ever.
I'm like, oh Jesus Christ, there's a lot to live up to here.
do you don't like that pressure though? There's a bit of pressure being, oh, it's just Kelly, that's another medal in the bag for us.
Well,
not a fan of that.
That's like, that's the way people look. They're like, oh, you're going to get the gold. And I'm like, no, it's not that easy. Like, you know, there's like loads of other girls out there who want the gold.
World.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the world, yeah. Like, it's not easy. But look, we'll go out swinging and give it a bash and see what happens.
We won so much, you see, we just expect it to happen now.
That's it. Effort. Like, you know, whereas I just expect a performance. That's all. I don't like... I'm not looking for, not that I'm not looking for a medal, Jesus, it'd be great to get a medal, you know, like, but yeah. I'm going out there to perform and just to feel good, and because I haven't really felt good with boxing in a while, like, in myself, like, you know, like, I'm feeling a little bit slow and so on, so on. I'm starting to feel a bit better now, so I'm feeling good again. So slowly but surely, I'm getting back to that feeling, because it's a weird feeling, like it's embracing the unknown, you know, like when you're stepping in there, and I'm starting to really want that again. Like there's an element of fear that keeps you alive and keeps you on your toes, and I haven't really had that in a while. I suppose I qualified for the Olympics last year, so it's a long time since I've qualified, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're more or less sitting idle then, you're training away, but you're not
in your head for a long time.
Yeah, you know, so now that it's finally here in 11 weeks, I'm starting to zone in now. The tunnel is getting narrower by the day and vision is starting to get more clearer.
Is the fear a fear of getting hurt or a fear of losing?
So sometimes the fear of losing becomes greater than the joy of winning for some people, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not that it's greater than the joy of winning or anything for me at the moment, because I'm not afraid to lose, but fear for me lets me know I'm alive. It gives me adrenaline and I kind of feel like I'm able to get on my feet a little bit more. I'm able to move more freely because, like, I actually dodge punches quicker. Whereas if you're not afraid to get a punch, you're going to take the punch. Do you know, like?
Yeah.
I know that sounds really weird. Like, and then I'm like, have you ever been punched in the face before?
Unfortunately, yeah. But not competitively. And I still lost anyway. Not recently either.
I'm going to leave it at that.
Just leave it there. Come here, because is the pressure eased a little bit now? Because, sorry to bring it up, but you lost the first fight in 3 years, I think it was, wasn't it, only recently?
Yeah.
Pretty big one.
So it's not that, the questions that people have asked are like, I wonder did she just lose that to try and take the pressure off? No one goes out to just lose, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm not afraid of losing. Like, I'm not afraid of losing. I've lost more fights than I've had hot dinners nearly, do you know? It's just since I'm in the public eye, I haven't lost a fight, you know?
Well, we're kind of shocked.
Yeah, that's it. It's like, I'm shocked that people are shocked. I'm like, this is sport, you know, this is life. And it's a part of what I do. It's a part of my journey, you know? And for a little girls and boys and men and women to be able to see that now, that, you know, like, you can reach the top of your sporting career and you can lose, but you can get back up and you can go again. You know, you don't have to stay down. It's about getting back up and going again. And look, who knows what's going to happen in the future, whether I'm going to win, lose, whatever, like, you know, but it's about getting back up and having the hunger and desire to get back up. I also do think it did put a little bit of a spark under my ass,
you know,
to get me going again, you know, and that's probably where I'm getting the the feeling back again, you know.
Because you were saying you weren't happy in your boxing. Naturally, yeah, you were going to lose then.
Yeah,
up.
Yeah.
So that was at the, that was a semi-final of the European Elite Championships. It was only about 3 or 4 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was only about 3 weeks ago.
But you still came home with a medal.
I still came home with a medal, a bronze medal. We got a couple of bronze and we got 2 golds out there. So the team is absolutely flying. Like the Irish boxing team is flying at the moment. We've 6 qualified for the Olympics as it stands. Yeah. And there's a qualifier now. The last Olympic qualifier is out in Bangkok later on this month. Really? So we have a team of 7 out there at the moment and hoping that we can get a few more across the line so they can be on the plane with us over to Paris.
And you're a huge supporter of your fellow boxers, aren't you? You're also going around the place, boxing clubs around the country.
Yeah.
How do you have the time?
I suppose, like, I always fit my own training and sparring into it if I'm going anywhere, do you know? So you're kind of killing the one board, killing, what is it? What's that saying? Killing the board with...
Punching a bird with
2 stones or... God, I can't remember. Here, look, I'm taking too many punches, obviously.
But it's good to see that you're unfazed by that. And it was in Serbia, wasn't it? It was in Belgrade. You lost to the Serb in her home place, which she obviously had that advantage as well.
And that's the thing. So I see the way, like, she had that advantage. Like, yeah. Look, listen... I lost fair and square. You know, people were saying, oh, I thought you got it. I'm like, no, I lost the fight and that's it. You know, I lost it. We get back up.
Matter
we
of
go
fact.
Again. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with losing. You know, it's only a loss if you don't learn from it. And I'm learning. You know, sometimes we win and you don't really learn anything from it. And I'd love now people to understand that we're all only human and you get back up and you go again. You know, it's a part of life. Loss is a part of life, whether that be in sport or in your personal life.
No matter what we're doing.
Exactly.
You just have to keep going. They're texting in already. 51551 on the text. Could you ask Kelly, does it help to ease the pressure knowing that there seems to be a lot of genuine medal chances with Ireland this Olympics? Now, this is our fault in the media, isn't it? Kind of going, look at all these medals we're going to win.
Yeah. The honest answer to that is yes, it does actually help. So I don't feel like the weight of the world is on my shoulders,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And I do think that we have a lot of medal potential across Irish sports, you know, and like we're thriving as a country in sport, yeah, you know, and it's a credit to Sport Ireland and to all of the work
that you did before, because, you know, bringing home medals encourages someone else, the next generation, they want to go. We should mention Paula Donovan as well. Of course, he's a rower who would be defending his gold Olympic gold medal. So it's not just on you to be the first since Patrick Allen.
Yeah, himself and Vinton will be out there, and they'll be trying to come back with
to defend it.
Yeah.
How are you today? Were you interrupting a regime of yours now at this stage, 9:15?
I was up this morning, had a sauna, had a cold shower. Doing a bit of media this morning, and then I am off later on to join the boxing team. They're out in Assisi in Italy at a training camp out there. So
really?
It's a multinations training camp, and I'm going to head out later on today and get sparring on the way tomorrow. So a couple of test matches out there and then come home. So this is what it's all about now, like going away and testing yourself and seeing where you're at, like, and that's what I want to get out there now and see how I am. There's no pressure, there's no winner and loser, but it's a test match, you know, and you can try and work on things that you've been doing in the gym and stuff like that and see if it actually works for you out there.
We've come a long, long way, haven't we? I know, because the stories you tell in your book with Roddy Doyle, I think that was that 2 years ago, that book you did? It was a huge book anyway, everyone kind of read it, but it was interesting to see that you couldn't even get into boxing clubs when you were a teenager, weren't you? Or even later into your 20s.
And now boxing clubs are trying to get women in, like, you know, like, I don't know.
Hardly room.
That's it, like, you know, like, times have changed, obviously, for the better, and it's incredible, it really is. Like, we've so many fantastic athletes, male and female, but I'm going to give a shout out to the females, and just they're so good. Like, we have young Ava Henry. She's one that, like, I'm telling you, you're hearing it here now. Ava Henry, top class. She's going to be in the next Olympics or the one after it. Like, she is unbelievable.
Really?
And there's plenty more girls as well coming through. Yeah. You know, plenty more. It's just brilliant.
We've got medals in the last month and there's more coming.
Yeah.
So you're confident for the team. Isn't that the fairest word?
I'm confident for Team Ireland. boxing and all other sports, I'm very confident for them, you know, because training is a different level nowadays, like with all the like physiologists and psychologists and that's it, like, you know, there's so much more now to training than just training. So I am quite confident in the team across the board, like Team Ireland.
And we have to be world class, because that's the thing you forget when we start winning medals in the Olympics, that this is the best of the whole planet.
But the thing about it is, like, if you're getting to the Olympic Games, you are world class. You know, you are like a very, very small percentage in that world of actually getting there. There's so many athletes in the world and only a small percentage get to the Olympic Games.
Yeah.
So to even get there is phenomenal in itself, you know.
It's going to be different this time, isn't it? Because last time it was the middle of lockdown. It was a bit of a lonely time, really, wasn't it? It was only athletes cheering athletes on, no family. Very few people could go, wasn't it, in Tokyo?
Yeah, so, like, that suited me down to a T. Look, if I could go into a room and fight and then and it'd be over, like, then I would enjoy that, like, you know. It would be very, very different. So it's all about now how the athletes control what they can control, you know, like, and then they got it, the stuff that they can't control, they just got to push that aside and just focus on what they're out there to do, because there's going to be a lot of outside noise when we're over there.
The wheel, because nearby, you know, it's in Paris, going to be a lot of Irish people.
Oh, people
there
are talking about driving over in busloads and everything. It's like the Irish are great, they really
camper
are.
Camper vans,
like,
will be out again.
And to be honest, I don't even know if like Mandy is going over, but I don't know, like, her and my brother and his partner, I don't know anything about where they're staying. I don't know if they're coming to watch me fight. That's all I know, like, because I'm like, don't tell me anything. But what I do know is, and I always know this, no matter where you're boxing, there's always Irish people there to cheer for you. So I never rely on my family, because I get so panicky, you know, like.
Do you?
So,
because Mandy's been by your side, like.
She has, yes. Oh, she's been, like, 15 years, you know, so
it's
mad. But I always know whatever stadium you're in, you're always going to hear Irish people. It's just crazy. Like, they come from everywhere.
And they know who you are as well.
And even if they don't, they just get behind their own.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So will that feel like a bit of pressure? Or do you think in your head, are you already there, Paris Olympics, because they're talking about, they're going to do the opening ceremony on the River Seine, and that's where the athletes are going to be. In these, we were talking to Laura Weber. We got all excited because she's the designer of the Irish Olympics uniform, and she designed it because the potential for heat wave is massive in July, August. Do you allow yourself to go, well, I'm going to enjoy this, because you've already said this is going to be your last Olympics?
Yeah, I don't. That's being honest. I don't even know when the boxing starts. That's how much I kind of like disassociate with the actual Olympics. I know I'm training for a big, big tournament, you know. Mm. And I suppose it's kind of when we get there, we see how far out from the competition is to the actual opening ceremony, if we can actually go on the opening ceremony. You know, if we're close to starting competition,
we won't
be there, you know. And that would be a spectacular event to go to, wouldn't it, really?
Oh,
like,
I believe,
you know,
I'd say everyone in the world wants to be there and, like, to be in your position,
yeah,
with the
you
view
know
you're going to get.
And everybody keeps saying, enjoy it, like, you know, and, like, I've been talking to Sonia O'Sullivan and she's been saying, you know, like, things that she would regret would be not enjoying the second time round and stuff.
Right.
So people are telling me, enjoy it, like, don't let it pass you by, you know, especially that it's going to be my last one, you know, so.
Yeah.
So I'll try to enjoy it, but
yeah, it,
I mean,
it's not in your plan exactly.
Yeah,
it might just happen
not
on the day, sort of thing. Is
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Have you seen the uniform, by the way? Have they been sent to you? Do you get
we
to
haven't,
try it on?
We haven't tried them on yet, but I have seen it, and it's nice. Yeah,
it's really cool. You got there's a county thing and everything, I think, on the shoulder. You'll see it when you see it.
Yeah, I'll see it when I see it.
Your head is in other places, naturally enough. Here I am, just trying to train to win an Olympic, retain an Olympic medal.
We'll have to see, can we get you one?
I'd love to see one. There might be small bit of controversy. Swanning around Olympic medal. They probably don't make it of my size.
Ah, stop it, will you?
Come here to me. How are things at home, Mandy? Obviously, what's it like for Mandy living with a person preparing for the Olympics? Because I think you were doing up a house and everything last year, so you're doing all the hardest things all at the same time.
Oh yeah, like, I mean, we don't do things in half, me and Mandy. Like, oh, we literally it's all or nothing with us. But she's fine. She's doing okay. She's my rock, basically. Do you know? She's the one who, there's days when you feel like you don't want to get out of bed and stuff like that, you know, like, because everybody has them days. We're human and, you know, emotions and stuff like that. She'll make sure I'm up, and she'll remind me of why I'm doing it. And she also reminds me, it's only 11 weeks away. Do you know what I mean?
She's the one who has the date.
Do you know what I mean? Just keep pushing. You're nearly there.
It's so important to have someone like that, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it definitely is. Like, it's, I probably don't give her half the credit that she deserves, to be honest with you. But I promise, when the Olympics is over, we will get to live somewhat of a normal life, because we are both craving that normality, you know, it's, we haven't really had normal in our life, you know, so we're both craving it at this stage.
And that's just being busy, isn't it?
That's just busy, yeah.
Training, going around to the boxing clubs because you're a mentor. You have the Kelly Harrington Fun Day, which I presume won't happen this year because you'll be busy.
Oh, no, it'll be happening after the Olympics. I'm hoping to have
the Northeast inner city, yeah.
That's it, yeah.
You're a Spar ambassador, which you're here today. We'll talk about that in a minute. I mean, it's busy, busy, busy.
Busy, busy, busy. I love my community. So that's why, like, when I came back from the Olympics the last time, I had the Kelly Harrington Fun Day. That's every year.
Yeah.
I have a Christmas show now as well. I've had it for the last 2 years. I just love the community. I love
Kelly Harrington Panto.
No, but I love it, you know, and Mandy's loving it now as well, like, you know, so we're not actually in fully into town yet.
Oh, you're not,
we will be after the Olympics, and Mandy is starting to really like being a townie.
In the middle of you're renovating a house.
Well, it's done. It's we're just waiting till after the Olympics.
Very good. You know. We're following that. You mentioned you're very proud of your community, because you never fail to mention Portland Row, inner city. I think in every interview I've ever seen you do. It has such an important role. I know you say there's a bit of pressure when you have Irish people all around you and they kind of assume you're going to win. But specifically, what does your community do for you?
They lift you when you're down, like, and they keep pushing you up when you're up. You know, it's just walking out, like. I walked Mandy. She was going to the cinema last week in Smithfield. So I was like, I'm going to walk you up, because I didn't want to go. And she was meeting a group of friends, like, and so I walked her up at like 4:45. I didn't get home till 7:45 that night. Now, bear in mind, I didn't go anywhere. I just walked up.
You were just walking.
And just stopping and talking to people that, you know, from around. Like, it's just like, it's just great, you know, there's no boxing talk. It's just talk in general, like, with people that are from around, and everyone just wants you to do good and you want them to do good. And it's just, I just love being in town. I just love it.
And growing up there, you just know so many people all around you.
I know so many people around me. Even the people that you don't know, you say hello to. It's, you know everything about the city, you know what it's like, you know what they're like, and you know it's just part of who I am, and I love it. I don't know, I think most people who do well from the inner city like to talk about the inner city.
They do. No, it's true, because we've had them here. We had the talking bee, Ollocks guys, whatever you could say that.
Yeah.
And with Peter Sheridan as well, and Ellie Conroy, talking about the play they were doing. It's unbelievable. And Arkin's Dance Academy, which you're going off to represent Ireland in the World Cup in Prague.
Yeah.
And the listeners here raise money for them. I mean, they give everyone a lift across the country, of course. It's not just inside the place. What was the name of the film you didn't go to see with Mandy?
God, I couldn't tell you. That's being honest with you. Bear in mind, it was roasting out that day. I was like, there's no way can I sit in there on a lovely day like this. I'll fall asleep 10 minutes in.
You spend longer chatting to people anyway.
Do you know, but she said it was great. So I'll take her word for it.
I was sorry to read that you lost one of your dogs, yourself and Mandy, a few months ago.
Yeah, we lost Macy. She would have been 15 in May this year.
All right. That's a long innings for a dog, I'd imagine, anyway, is it?
Yeah, it is. Like, she was getting old, and she just loved to love. Like, that's it. I can feel the lump coming in my throat.
It really did. It really affected you, didn't it?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah. And what sort of...
Sorry.
No, it's okay. No, take your time. What kind of dog?
She's a Staffordshire Bull Terrier, she was.
Oh, wow.
And we were away when it happened, so it was just... Yeah, it wasn't nice. Anybody who has a dog. Do you have a dog?
We do. Well, I grew up with a dog, so we don't have one ourselves. The husband, Mr. Lannan, is mad for a dog at the minute.
But anyone who has a dog will know what it's like to lose a dog. Like, and they're like, you come into the house and they're jumping up on you. They're so happy to see you. They're the most loyalist thing. A dog is probably the only animal or the only thing in the world that will love you more than they actually love itself, you know. And it's just, that's what we got. She was nearly like a human, you know.
Yeah, that's what she meant to you.
Yeah.
There are other dogs now in the house as well. Like, do you have two or three?
We had three. Yeah, we have two now. We still have Nidge and Gus.
Well, Nidge is still going.
He's Nidge. And when he does something bold, he's Nigel. Nigel! And Gus, they're two characters. But they keep us going. And, you know, a loss is never easy with an animal. But you have to keep going for the other two dogs. Like, you know, and they missed her as well at the start. Like, they were like kind of pining for a few weeks, really.
Well, they were looking at you.
Yeah, it's mad.
Pining
like
for Maisie.
Still, like, we have our ashes and stuff, and like I still say good morning and good night to her every time I'm home. Yeah. Like, it's, and some people might think that's weird, but I like, it's comforting for me.
Something nice like that shouldn't be weird.
Yeah.
Anything Kelly Harrington does is absolutely fine by us. speaking of the inner city, one of my favourite stories in the book that you told was you used to do sponsored walks, in inverted commas, collecting money for sponsored walks. And maybe the walk didn't happen. But somebody who gave you money for this sponsored walk, tell a story. Because were you coming home from Tokyo when this person, years later,
yeah, Carmel. And God rest her soul now, Carmel. Carmel has since passed. Okay. But years later, she said it. She was like, remember you used to knock with your sponsor cards? Because we'd only write them up, you know, like. And she'd sponsor you every time. And she always knew there was no walk or there was no skip-a-ton, do you know? I actually haven't seen kids going around with them around the door.
Well, after this morning.
But that's the things you do when you're a kid. It's just amazing. And the innocence of it all, you know.
Yeah.
For what? Like, for a couple of chomps and the rest in jellies.
50
packet of meanies a chomp, and can I get the rest in jellies, please, mister?
I just love that caramel. I think you're on an open top bus, aren't you, with the medal?
Yeah.
Caramel just shouts up.
Oh, I tell you.
You owe me €2.
Oh, like, absolutely. Oh, I tell you now, like that, and that's what it's, you know, like memories like that you'll have for a lifetime, you know.
That's the spirit of the place as well, you're talking about,
that's
isn't
it?
Yeah. Your resilience of getting up from the knock and from losing a fight, does some of that discipline come from the army, your time in the army?
I'd like to say yes, but probably not. I wasn't in it long enough.
Yeah.
I was only there for 4 months, like, you know. But I just think the resilience that I have comes from growing up where I grew up, you know. Yeah. I think people from the inner city are very resilient people. You know, we've had enough knocks and throughout our life, you know, and you learn to bounce back and basically not give a you know what about what anybody thinks, just to get up and keep going. Because if you were to worry about what people think, then you'd get nowhere, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I think that's where the resilience come from.
When you look at your story in the army, it's kind of a bit of a knock as well, wasn't it? Because you were one of the few women involved. I think they were separating them too, wasn't it? You've just, as a chatter, you didn't like being on your own,
you know. So I would have been downstairs and the lads would have all been upstairs, and it just was very lonely. Now here, like, I mean, it's only 4 months, like.
Yeah.
Still,
when you're that young,
it's very hard. Do you know what I mean? That's the thing. When you're that young, 4 months is very hard. Now, I think it has all changed since in the army.
Yeah.
And there is a lot more women now, like, enlisting in the army. But I think it has changed a bit. Like, the training has changed a bit. I think it's not as hard or anything now as it used to be. But yeah, I think the training has changed.
But the thing was, you were separated because with so few women, all the crack was upstairs.
Upstairs,
and that's where you wanted to be, obviously.
I was downstairs listening to Westlife, you know, crying and saying, I want to go home. I don't want to do this anymore. And every time I'd go home, I'd say to me, Matt and Dad, you know, like, and they'd be like, well, just leave. You know, if you don't want to do it, just leave, like, you know.
That's what you did.
And no, I didn't until like 4 months later, but this was like every weekend.
Oh,
I was like,
right?
I'm going, you know, like, but I still ended up going back. And to be honest with you, I think leaving was probably the best thing for me to do at the time, because I probably wouldn't be where I am in my sporting career if I didn't leave. But I did try to get back in afterwards. I must have been nearly 30 when I tried to get back in. But they had that, like, the aptitude test. Is that, like,
put you right off.
I may as well be talking to a wall doing a test, like, you know. But it's safe to say I didn't pass it. But I would have just liked to get back in to do the training.
Incredible. So you did take the test, but they weren't letting you back in.
I'd say the score, I'd say I didn't get one answer right or anything, you know.
You were testing the wrong part.
That's it, you know. But when you think about it, would you really want me defending your country, like, if I can't get, like,
you do defend
one plus
the country.
One right.
Literally what you're doing. That's what you're going to do in Paris.
Yeah, so I just wanted to go back to prove I'm going to do this training, like, and I probably also wanted to, like, if someone said something to me, to stand up for myself, you know, like, but so that's not what the army is about, you know. You got to take orders and that, like. But a part of me wanted to be like, well, I'm not gonna, you know, like. So,
but it's
probably just as well I didn't get back.
Better for women now. So you changed the defence forces and you changed boxing for women as well. We'll credit you. There's no need to comment, Kelly. Loads of love on the message for you. But we better mention the Spar Community Fund, which is what you're here to talk about, and that's what your business is at the moment. What is the Spar Community Fund?
So the Spar Community Fund, it started in 2021, but this year in 2024, Spar is, we're doing a Stay in the Game campaign. So it's basically Stay in the Game. It's aimed at young girls to try and get them to stay in sport, because, like, 1 in 5 teenagers finish sport post-primary school. So, like, we're trying to, I'm not saying that, like, we're going to get everybody to stay in sport, but it would be great if we could get a couple. So we're trying to get them to stay involved in sport. And there's a campaign coming up now, and it'll go live actually today for anyone to nominate their local school or club that are pushing for women, you know. And there's 2,000 euros to be won. So you got to nominate.
Yeah, so a member of the public can nominate your the secondary school
or a club. Yeah.
Or the club, great.
At spar.ie/community fund. It will be open later on. The link will be up later on.
It's 10 grand, yeah. So 5
grand
by 2. So, okay.
Yeah.
So,
you know, which goes an awful long way, you know.
Yeah. Well, actually, not so long ago, someone was in touch with us looking for money in a boxing club that they were struggling in. They said it was somewhere in the inner city. I can't remember.
There you go.
Somewhere.
You know, like, get in and send in your nomination, you know. I'm not saying every boxing club is going to get it, like, but, you know, if you're not in, you can't win.
Yeah, exactly. If you're not nominated, it's not going to happen. That's to it's a continued participation of teenage girls in sport. Again, that's improving a lot as well, isn't it? The girls in green in football are unbelievable.
Absolutely.
They're in the Euro qualifiers at the moment. And actually, there's a story today about Parky Keeve maybe hosting them for the last qualifier, such as the numbers that are now going to the matches. There's loads of love on the text for you, Kelly, and particularly people are very touched about losing Macy. Losing a dog is like losing a family member. It's heartbreaking, says this message here. I lost my dog, Bruno, so know what it's like for Kelly. Enjoy the Paris and enjoy the Olympics, Kelly, says Helen in County Meath. Kelly, such a lovely down-to-earth girl.
Thanks very much. And you know what? Like, you can talk all day, right, about anything, but as soon as you talk about a dog, dog people get it. Dog people know dog people, you know, and it's everybody, like, it's hard. Like, it is hard. Like, the love for an animal, like, you are all they have, you know. You are literally all they have.
I think
so
people
thanks
might
very much for sending your messages in. Really appreciate
it. For sure, there's more of them. We won't have time to come to all of them, but it's also
I just want to give a shout out, actually, because my dad came into the house this morning to let me know he'd be listening. So how are you, dad? And to anybody else who's listening in.
I didn't even get a chance to ask, but you're still working away, are you, in St. Vincent's?
I am. Well, I'm still employed, but I haven't been there now in, since January, I'd say. I stopped at the end of January, just so I could focus on training.
Reasons,
but
they're very good to you.
As soon as I'm out of the Olympics, like, I'm going straight back to work. That's what I want to do.
That's what you vowed the last time, and you did it.
And I did it.
You're going to do it again. That's part of the normal life that you want to to have?
I just crave normality. I'm not flashy. I just want the simple little things in life, and I want to be able to look after me family and my extended family, and just to do little things in my community for people who need it, you know. That's all I want. I'm not asking for much.
Look, they love you here on the text. We love you. Your hero status is already done. I know you don't care about a lot of that stuff, but it's worth saying you won an Olympic gold medal for Ireland in Tokyo that time. I think you might have said you won it for your country that stage, and maybe the next time you'll think about doing it just for you and Mandy.
Yeah.
That's where your head is for
Paris.
That's
it. This time I'm just going to do it for myself, like try and just perform and try to do it for myself, and I'm going to try and enjoy it. Like, I know it's very hard to enjoy it when you're that competitive, and you know, and you've given it everything and you train every day, you know, it is hard to enjoy it. And when I say it's hard to enjoy it, I mean, like, enjoy it means like walking around and swapping your badges, because you get these little pins and like people swap them. So you might give an Irish pin for a Puerto Rican pin or a Japanese pin, you know, people go around putting them on their, you have this little lanyard thing, you know, goes around your neck and what have you. But I didn't get to do any of that the last time, and you go to watch other sporting events and stuff. All I really done was from the accommodation to the food hall to the training venue, and if it wasn't that, then I'd be fighting, you know. And that was it. Like, and I used to love though sitting in the food hall, looking at people coming in, all different shapes and sizes and nationalities, and wondering what sport it was that they actually played, you know. Like, it was great. Like, and you could sit there and you'd guess with your teammates, and then you'd have to get up and ask, sorry, what sport do you play? And then you'd be like, yes, that's one to me, you know. Like, so
yeah
that's about the height they got when we were in Tokyo. So Paris will be a whole different
very
level
different.
So yeah, we'll see
I hope you get to see the opening ceremony and the closing ceremony. You missed that as well the last time, the closing ceremony in Tokyo. But look, mostly we hope that your Olympics is everything that you want it to be. You'll still be Kelly at the end of it.
Exactly.
And that's a win alone. Now, you're going to choose our song for us, aren't you?
I am.
Because you're big into your music and your singing.
So this was the last song that I actually uploaded onto my Spotify. So I hope you like it.
So did you
train for
this?
It's a bit of an upbeat song. It's Natasha Benningfield and Badger. I actually only... You know it was because I just
Badger has remixed Natasha Benningfield.
He's remixed.
There's no emotional attachment to this song other than I just stuck it on my Spotify and I trained to it. 51551. We should train to it as well.
Yeah.
Thank you much, Kelly Harrington. The best of luck to you.
Thanks very much.
Thanks so much.
Text 51551. Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.